Magic 89.9, my first shift of commercial radio today, and I'm interviewing Australian musical royalty. Peter Coombe, how are you?
Hello, Sam. I am extremely well. I'm looking forward to coming to Port Lincoln.
Fantastic. Now, the show is tomorrow, and I'm told it's sold out. Well done.
It has, yes. I haven't done a concert in the Nautilus Theatre before, but I'm looking forward to it. But it's sold out, which is wonderful news.
Incredible. I'm so certain you sell out shows everywhere you go.
Well, not always. I mean, quite often I do, but I'm doing a big show in Adelaide on December the 12th at the beautiful new Her Majesty's Theatre, and that's virtually sold out too. So, yeah, it's lovely when they do sell out, because it's a reaffirmation of what I do.
Yeah, I'm glad that the people of the EP got around you. Now, I'm wondering, what's the most popular song you play? Because you have some absolute classics, some bangers, if you will. What song goes the hardest?
There are six songs that are really well known. There's Toffee Apple, there's Newspaper Mama, Juicy Juicy Greengrass, Spaghetti Bolognese, Chopsticks, and Mr. Clickety Kane, or otherwise known as Wash Your Face and Orange Juice.
My childhood in a nutshell.
That's right, yeah. And the indisputable number one with modern day children is Mr. Clickety Kane, Wash Your Face and Orange Juice. That is the number one by a long way. The others are all well known, but I've discovered almost every child in the country seems to know Wash Your Face and Orange Juice, which is lovely.
It's an interesting one, because the name of Wash Your Face and Orange Juice is Mr. Clickety Kane, and I think that not everyone knows that.
Well, I sort of gave it a second name, because although it was originally called Mr. Clickety Kane, it still is called that, so many kids and parents referred to it as Wash Your Face and Orange Juice. I thought I'll make that like a sort of a subtitle, because it's an easier thing to it sort of makes gives people a chance to recognise the song a bit quicker sometimes. But people who bought the Spaghetti Bolognese album back in the late 80s, so that's when the song first came out, probably know it as Mr. Clickety Kane, but it's the same song.
Yeah, definitely. And in the age of pandemics, it's an important message to wash different parts of your body.
Well, it is.
That's not necessarily right, yeah. With orange juice.
That's right. If you orange, if you prefer, preferably unsweetened. Yes, that's right. Actually, speaking of the pandemic, I did a little. I rewrote the words of Newspaper Mama about 3 months ago now, and at the height of the pandemic, and it got an enormous response on Facebook, because I wanted to do something which just alerted children to, you know, the obvious things about the pandemic, like, you know, keeping your distance and washing your hands and not touching your mouth and your nose and your eyes and all that kind of stuff. And it kind of took off on Facebook, which was nice.
Hey, Peter, stay on the line. When we come back, can you give us a couple bars of the COVID version of Newspaper Mama?
If I can remember it, I'll do my best.
Okay, all right. You heard it here. Stay tuned. Magic 89.9, possibly an original Peter Coombe. Magic 89.9, we're joined by the one and only Peter Coombe, who's playing at the Nautilus Theatre tomorrow night. How are you, Peter?
I'm very good. I'm in excellent shape.
Now, during the break, you went off and got your the lyrics to your updated version of Newspaper Mama for the pandemic we're currently facing.
That's right, yeah. I rewrote the words, just called it Coronavirus Meets Newspaper Mama.
Okay. Are you happy to play something for us?
I'll play a bit. I'll give you a couple of verses and a couple of choruses.
Awesome. Okay.
It'll be a cappella.
So if you can't make it to the show, this is the next best thing. And if you are, what an amazing preview!
Yeah, that's right. I'll do the echoes as well, because Newspaper Mama doesn't make much sense without the echoes.
Of course.
Imagine the audience doing the echoes. the song will make more sense. So,
take it away, Peter Coombe.
If you wash hands, and don't get too close. 1.5 meters, 1.5 meters, no closer than that. You should be okay, and let me just say that it's the best way to do it every day. Don't touch your eyes, your mouth or your nose, but you can run on the spot and do it a lot. do it a lot, you should be okay. And let me just say that it's the best way to do it every day. Do it on a Monday, then a Tuesday, and a Wednesday, Thursday, and a Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. Best day of all. Wash hands, etc. And on it goes.
Amazing. Woohoo. Wow. Well, are you going to be doing any other covers at the show? Baby Shark, maybe?
No, I will be doing kind of, I guess, all the classics because I haven't done a concert in Port Lincoln now for about 28 years. The last time I was there.
Wow!
I'll be doing Newspaper Mama and Toffee Apple and Juicy Juicy Greengrass, Spaghetti Bolognese, and of course Wash Your Face and Orange Juice.
So, I mean, that's what the people want to hear. They want to hear the classics.
They do want to hear the classic, yeah. So I thought that's a nice thing. So I'll do all those. Plus there'll be some new ones as well, which they will discover when they hear them.
Incredible. We look forward to having you here at the in Port Lincoln across the and as you travel down to the EP. Thanks so much, Peter.
Great pleasure, Sam. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. Bye. Magic 89.9.